This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived this evening in Muscat, Oman on a two-day visit in the last leg of his three-nation tour. The Prime Minister arrived in Oman after completing his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. At the hotel in Muscat, the Prime Minister was welcomed by the Indian community members. During his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold comprehensive review of the entire spectrum of the bilateral relations with the Sultan of Oman tomorrow and also exchange perspectives on regional and international issues of mutual interest. The Prime Minister is visiting the friendly nation on the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Mr. Modi is accompanied by a high-level delegation. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Oman visit reports that this visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his successful visit to Ethiopia this afternoon. During his two-day visit to the African country, Mr. Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Abiy Ahmed Ali, in Addis Ababa. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa. The Prime Minister said India and Ethiopia share a vision of a world where the global south rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
The global south is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the global south rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
Parliament has passed the Repealing and Amending Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today after discussion. Lok Sabha had passed the legislation yesterday. The bill provides for repealing of certain enactments and amending certain other enactments. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Vikasit Bharat Ji Ram Ji Bill 2025, for consideration and passing. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005, MG Narega. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill proposes to increase the foreign direct investment limit in Indian insurance companies from 74 to 100% of the paid-up equity capital. The Lok Sabha has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 with amendments. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said Prasar Bharati has prepared a draft content syndication policy 2025 to promote cultural outreach and monetize content while also upholding its public service mandate. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Murugan said the policy aims to monetize content being produced by Doordarshan and Akashvani and archived national and regional content. In Chhattisgarh, 11 Maoists, including 5 women, surrendered in Narayanpur district today. A total reward of 37 lakh rupees has been declared on them. In shooting, the pair of Anandjit Singh Naruka and Darshana Rathore clinched the gold medal in the senior skeet mixed team event at the 68th National Championship Competitions Shotgun in New Delhi. In men's cricket, the toss has been delayed due to fog. In the fourth T20 international match between India and South Africa, which will be played at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Khana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening, Team India is leading the 5-match series 2-1 and will look to seal the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. And with that, we end this news bulletin.